want. To do the full job, though, we bring in Rick Limpert, who is our technology correspondent for WGST, the number one sports and technology writer in the United States of America, and he is not on the phone today. He is in the studio. What is happening, sir?
I don't know. I'm looking right at you, Sully.
This is great. It has been a long time since I've seen you. We work every week together, but it really is a treat to be with you.
And I come bearing gifts, so that's a good thing, too.
Yes, you do. It's show and tell, gadget show and tell today. By the way, you can read more of Rick's work online. His website, of course, is ricklimpert.info, and his handle on Twitter, Rick Roswell. Rick, you have multiple devices with you in your hand, and then you have a couple of laptops that you've brought here, too.
Yeah, I mean, laptops are one of the top gifts for the holidays, and you know, I get the occasional friend or relative calling, which laptop should I buy? And that's kind of an open-ended question because it really depends on what you want, what you need, what you can afford. There's no real standard blanket answer for that question.
Well, you've brought some really sharp-looking ones right here, man. The Toshiba Satellite Radius 12 is among the contingent that you have laid out before you. Tell us a little bit about this machine.
Yeah, these are all Windows 10 now laptops, so you guys let me in the building without, you know, bringing an Apple in. So these are all Windows 10. Toshiba has been a maker of laptops for a long time. People had those satellite Toshibas in business or in school for years. Toshiba kind of took a little bit of a dive. They kind of, you know, disappeared off the main page of the front page of laptops. Now they're coming back, and this Radius 12 has got a 4K display. It's light, it's powerful, and I love what Toshiba's doing now with their laptop line.
Do you remember when some laptops were Wi-Fi ready and others weren't? Do you remember that period of time? That was a weird period of time.
Or you had to get the Ethernet cable out and plug it in before. I think everything kind of went to Wi-Fi around 2004, 2005, and it was almost like overnight. It was, you know, people had laptops that were, you had to plug in or you couldn't use Wi-Fi, and all of a sudden your neighbor went out and bought one and it was Wi-Fi compatible. So those days are, that seems like a long time ago.
Yeah, nice little screen, touch screen on this thing too. The Toshiba Satellite Radius 12. Tell us about this Hewlett-Packard Spectre X360. This sounds like a gun.
Yeah, it does.
You know?
This is the one right here. I mean, everybody knows the Hewlett-Packard. They know HP. Sometime in your life, you've probably owned multiple HP products, and you know they're checking in now with portable laptops again. Real nice screen. Doesn't weigh very much. Aluminum casing. I mean, this looks like a sharp. I mean, it's a sharp looking laptop that you'd be proud to pull out of your coffee shop or in a meeting in a
library where you're studying at school, maybe a gift for a student in the family.
You would look like an A student with this laptop. Your parents would not doubt that you were studying, but you know, HP gives you a lot of different choices. The Spectre line, you can customize it kind of however you want, and then the price point matches that.
What are some of the specifications that you look for in a laptop? What jumps out at you as being some things that you're not going to compromise on? What do you need in a laptop?
Well, speed, and then the generation, the processor speed is number one. And then, you know, memory. You got to have a laptop. It's got to have minimum 4 gigabytes now, preferably 8. A lot of them are having more if you're rendering video or editing audio. So, look at your screen size. Make sure you sit in front of a laptop before you buy it. Make sure the keyboard kind of fits with what you like to type. And then processor speed and memory is key.
Coming up in 5 minutes, by the way, we are going to give away our tickets to Josh Groban, the show July the 17th at Chastain Park Amphitheater. So hang right there, and we'll give those away in just a little bit. The audio, Rick, on this laptop by Bang & Olufsen, bold and crisp audio experience. Bold and crisp, kind of like the coffee that we like to get at the Starbucks.
Absolutely. The trend now with laptops and mobile devices is they partner with one of the audio manufacturers that provides the speakers and the audio equipment for this. So I've seen them with Harman Kardon and JBL, and this one's got the Bang in it. So it's, you know, it's going to sound good when you put on those $300 pair of headphones that you own. So
exactly. Rick Limpert is in studio with us. His handle on Twitter is Rick Roswell. Tell us about this Lenovo Yoga 900 Is it called yoga because it folds up?
Yeah.
Is that the reason?
You can put it in any position. Now, that's not me at a yoga class. I'm terrible at yoga. But, yeah, this is, again, you're getting Dolby sound. You're getting home theater quality video with this. And you can turn it into a tablet. You can prop it up like a second screen. You can use it as a traditional laptop. Very versatile. I use a Lenovo laptop, so it's a great brand. And they're always coming out. They're always innovating, and I love that. When it comes to Lenovo.
Stay up late at night, watch YouTube videos about the Civil War and that sort of stuff if you want, right?
World War II videos,
yeah.
on YouTube, you can't beat that. I mean, that will either that will get you so hyped up you can't fall asleep, or else it will put you immediately to sleep.
Seriously, Rick, what did we do before all that stuff? I mean, how did we survive? How did we make it through the day without our beloved YouTube and our internet?
Talk radio?
I guess we did hang out on talk radio a little bit. You came bearing gifts today, though, Rick, and one of these things that you brought for me, man, you were so kind. This is a lovely little Bluetooth speaker from JBL. It's called the Clip, right?
Yeah, it makes me look good handing you a JBL Harman Kardon Bluetooth speaker. They partner with the NBA, so they have an NBA line. And without any prompting, without any begging or anything, they sent me a Boston Celtics one.
Because they know the good teams, man.
Yes, I mean, this is Atlanta. You would think Atlanta Hawks, Milwaukee Bucks fan. But it looks beautiful. I mean, it sounds great. And, you know, this is what Harman Kardon has been one of my favorite audio brands for years. So their JBL speaker line, you know it's going to sound good. And, you know, for sports fans, it has that NBA or their favorite team logo on it. That's just a bonus.
And you can answer calls too if it's connected to your phone. So you can have your friends on speaker. Do you like talking to people on speaker?
I don't like talking to people on the phone at all. I mean, it's... this is fine. This is what I'm talking about. This is why I'm losing my voice. Because I've been doing so many radio segments and so many things for the holidays. And, you know, when you talk on the phone, you kind of... I don't know, you have to go into your radio voice or something like that. But, you know, it's... I text more, I think, than talk on the phone now, like most people do.
Do you use the talk-to-text little feature, like where you hold
sometimes
the thing down and you say a bunch of stuff and it puts it into text form for you?
Sometimes I won't do it in public, though, and I think that that's a kind of some etiquette that maybe people should follow. You see the guy at the airport who's trying to talk and text into his phone, and everyone's hearing his conversation and his text message. So I guess if I'm working in my office and I need to do something or need to take notes, I use it for note taking. I will talk into a device, and then they will send me the notes what I've talked in, and it's pretty accurate, and that saves a lot of time as far as transcribing notes.
Well, around here, sometimes you go into the restroom and there's somebody in one of those two stalls and they're doing it in there.
Are you talking about anybody in particular?
There's somebody on the other side of the building and a guy down on the sixth floor, I think, who's guilty.
Thought of one of those Peach Pundit guys.
No, those guys, we missed them. See, they're here at noon. They've already handled their business by the time they get here. Okay, 640 WGST.